I want to thank you for tuning in to the goodnewsjesuschrist.org. I am Martin, and I will be talking to you today about the overview of Romans chapter 2. In the overview of Romans chapter 2, he starts it off with judging and talking about how you're without excuse, so why would you stand there and judge? Because the same judgment that you're judging others by is the judgment that you're condemning yourself with. And the point he's making there is their judgment is based on the law. Their judgment is based on, you know, do you steal, and judging others on stealing. But then he turns around and says, but do you steal, and judging others on doing other things. But then he goes, do you do those other things? And then he goes on to talk about not despising the actual forbearance of God and his long suffering and his goodness for men to come to repentance. So he goes on to lay out that argument, and then he goes on to talk about how he has no respect of person. And he starts with the Gentiles in chapter 2, and he talks about how these Gentiles, they are a form of the law within themselves as a result of conscience, and their conscience being a voice on the inside of them that either accuses them or excuses them and telling them when they're doing something that's right and when they're doing something that's wrong. And he ends that section by talking about that all the secrets will be revealed in the day of judgment according to the gospel of Jesus Christ. So in ending that aspect, talking about the Gentiles who were a law unto themselves, stating also that many perished without the law, and that the Gentiles, even though there wasn't a law, that conscience is that law that's within us all that tells us what right and wrong is, and that the secrets of those men will be revealed in judgment by the gospel of Jesus Christ. So he goes on and move to the Jews then, and how he talks to the Jews, and he's talking about how they have the law, and it's saying, what profit is it if you're circumcised but yet you don't keep the law? If you don't keep the law, then your circumcision becomes uncircumcision. But then he turns it around, making a case for the Jews, the Gentiles, saying that let's say they're uncircumcised but they keep the law, then their uncircumcision becomes circumcision. And he goes on to make that argument, but he ends it off real interest in an interesting way. And I want to read the verse because I don't want to paraphrase it, because it's a very important verse, okay? And there's a lot of confusion whenever it comes to this aspect, so I'm just going to actually read this verse. It is verse 28, but let's start with 27, and he goes, "And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfills the law, judge thee? But by the letter, incircumcision dost transgress the law. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh." This is very important. "But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but of God." So I want to point out two aspects, because there's two variations here. He starts chapter 2 off talking about how everyone's without excuse and everyone perished even without the law, but the Gentiles who had not the law were a law unto themselves, and that they'll be judged by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, he's actually saying the same thing when he's talking about the Jews and their circumcision becoming uncircumcision if they don't keep the law. And if Gentiles who are uncircumcised keep the law, wouldn't that count as circumcision? And then he actually ends it with that same aspect that relates to what he said about the Gentiles who will be judged according to the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we see an aspect of specific revelation here. The gospel of Jesus Christ means that they have to know that Jesus Christ is law, is Lord. So general revelation is knowing God exists. Specific revelation is knowing who God is. It's the person of Jesus Christ and us having to receive that gospel. So he's given that aspect in the first part, talking about the Gentiles, but he gives that same aspect in the second part, but says it in another way to the Gentiles. And I don't know if you caught that, but he talks about how unless they receive the circumcision of the heart, which is in the spirit by being born in the spirit, in the person of Jesus Christ, and it's not of the letter of the law, then it's from men if they don't receive it in the spirit and not of God. So he's actually saying that the real Jew is the one who is born of God, who receives the circumcision of the heart that is in the spirit through the spiritual regeneration, becoming a new creation in the spirit in Christ, which is the same aspect that he's giving there about the Gentiles, who will be judged, their secrets will be judged according to the gospel of Jesus Christ. So he actually ends each section kind of giving a little snippet about conversion there. So I hope that this helps you on the synopsis of Romans chapter 2 to understand what the actual chapter is saying. I'm Martin with GoodNewsJesusChrist.org.